In sections Hey and Vav, the Rav explains that the Isha Halacha approaches the world with an a priori perspective. See, he first gives us a sense for what that means, and from the history of Western thought, what those categories mean. Within section Hey, again, if you're using this edition, it's page 26. Otherwise, it's two paragraphs into section Hey. Hine yud im anu. Can you see that on the left side? That's the solution. The cognitive man has a dual relationship or approach to reality. Gam gisha a posterioriat, empiric, right, an empirical a posteriori. Again, gisha a priori. Right, a priori means before, and the opposite Latin term means after. So, what does that mean? Ve'endo v'zet tzach lefnai v'lefnim ki kol ha'machloket ben ha'ratzionalistim v'ha'empiristim sabavas v'osva l'bayazo. So the empirical approach, the a posteriori approach, is that you begin with nothing. You go to the world, and you begin with observation, with empirical observation. So you see that and at first, so everything, when you just immerse yourself in the phenomenal reality of the world. So at first, everything is just disconnected, just a multitude of things happening. And then eventually, again, Lav Davka, this, not every individual does this, but in terms of how human knowledge develops, so patterns are noted. Initially, one doesn't know, right? The Gemara describes how the first day when Adam HaRishon, when Shkia happened, the night came, so Adam HaRishon thought that, because of my chet, that the world is coming to an end. and you know the world being plunged into darkness is a result of my chait. And until you observe the pattern, you don't know what to make of anything. Okay, so then collectively we've been around enough. You know, mankind has been around enough, so we see the sun rises every morning in the east and it sets every night in the west. We notice patterns, and then we try to figure out what the principles are which explain those patterns. But we begin with empirical observation, and then again just look to and never go beyond that in terms of just looking to then come up with the explanations for what we empirically observe. Right? He sees that the constant repetition shall hamikrim ba'oto seder, in the same pattern, shehugish ba'omikodem. Mitokach huba, and from that, huba lidei yitzirat ekronot, he comes up with principles, ukriyat chukim, and formulates laws, hame'irim lo darko b'havaya. And then eventually, so then we can predict what time Mishki is going to be. After enough empirical observation, so then we can predict. Beis. So that's one approach to the world. Kedei lenatzeach ha-mistur shebehavaya, hu bonel lo'olam ideali, musudar v'kavua, barur u'mluban kesimla, tzor lo yitzira idealit apriorit shedato nacha hemenu. Yitzira zo eina goremet lo chalish zandas, ein hi mitchameket v'imenu. Here's a idiom from Psubis, from the second period. The ain him chasa et panaha behinuma. Kol ha'yotzes behinuma. The ain him chasa et panaha behinuma. Yodea hu ota v'nehena mimena hana'a meruba. Right, the empirical approach, so initially everything is mysterious. Until, again, after there's enough observation which allows one to construct, to recognize a pattern and then to construct an explanation, a theory, a law, etc. The second approach certainly is prompted by the world we live in. But it then constructs an ideal world. As the Rav in the next paragraph explains, let's say in geometry, so you learn that if you have two lines that are perpendicular to each other, so the angles that are formed are 90 degree angles. And similarly, if you have two lines that are parallel, and then you have a line that bisects both of those two, so it's going to create the same angles as it hits each of those two parallel lines. So in the real world, two lines are never perfectly perpendicular. Like if you could have, you know, something, tools, measurement, capacity to the most minute degree, so no two lines are perfectly perpendicular, and no two lines are perfectly parallel. But in geometry, so when you study geometry, you're studying an ideal world. You're not when you're told, you know, that these two lines, you know, in the math book are perpendicular and they form 90 degree angles. So that's not something which is, it doesn't exist in reality. And in that sense, it isn't extrapolated from reality, but it's an ideal world. And then we use that ideal construct to approach our real world. Gisha zo, skipping to the next paragraph, גישת המתמטיקה ומדעי הטבע המתמטיים, mathematical physical sciences. גולת הכותרת של התרבות, the crowning achievement of culture. The Rav knew everything, but he thought that the two most substantive branches of knowledge were philosophy and were then science, physics. Because physics is a mathematical, as opposed to, let's say, much more so than biology, chemistry, and so on. Zika zo hi apiyurit v'gam idealit. כלומר, ההכרה היא קונסטרקציה חוקית שהכרחיותה נובעת מעצמה וממהותה, ואין היא זקוקה בנוגע לאמיתותה להגבלה דייקנית בתחום הקורלטיבים הממשיים. The beauty and the truth of geometry and geometric theorems and geometric proofs I'm not in the least bit diminished by the fact that when you go into the real world, again, if you could measure precisely enough, you'll never find two lines that are perfectly perpendicular or two lines that are perfectly parallel. That's not a kasha. It doesn't make anything less logical, less compelling, less true, or less beautiful about everything that you learned in geometry. Ein ha-meshulash ha-muchashi v'ha-ma'asi, the actual concrete triangle that one will encounter in this world, shaveh b'diyuk, it's not the exact equal la-meshulash ha-ideali shel ha-geometria. It's not a perfect representation of the ideal, again, ideal in the sense of idea, right? Not so much in the sense of ideal, as you know, it's ideal to daven vasik. Ideal in the sense of, derived from the word idea. You can and do apply these disciplines, right? There's applied mathematics also, not just theoretical mathematics, there's applied mathematics, but it begins as a world of ideas, right? And in that sense, it's not something which is just distilled from, it's not an explanation of what you see in this world, because you don't see a perfect triangle in this world. You don't see two lines that are perfectly perpendicular in this world. So that's what it means that it's an a priori approach. Again, you know, the idea is like, where did the idea of, you know, where did the ancient Greeks get the idea to talk about triangles? Obviously, because they saw triangles in this world. So it's not a priori, you know, that if you keep a person blindfolded in a room and he never sees anything, that he's going to talk to you about triangles. But in terms of the definitions and the depictions and the structure, so all of that is a priori. It exists as a world of ideas.
So what do we do before we have those constructs and ideas? Before we learn them? Someone who, let's say, doesn't necessarily have all the ideas and philosophies of Yadus, then what's he supposed to do when he approaches the world?
So you remind me, but then it's come back. I don't think we'll get there today. Remind me, please. So then in section Vav, the Rav then says that Isha Halacha, Kshehu Nigash, it's page 28. Isha Halacha, Kshehu Nigash, when he approaches and says, Harehu Ba, V'Torosso, Shenit Alo Misina B'yado. Right, Asher Misha Volachan V'Talmudo B'yado. Mizdakei Kula Olam B'chukim Kfu'im U'klalim Mutzakim. Torah Shlema Shel Halachot V'dinim Mora Lo Et HaDerech HaMolicha El HaHavaya. Isha Halacha Mitzkarev El HaOlam Kshu Mezuyan. He's equipped B'maklo U'v'tarmilo. And I think when the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, when Gamaliel orders of Yeshua, when they have that dispute about Kiddush HaChodesh, so he orders Rabbi Yeshua to come to him on Rabbi Yeshua's Yom Kippur, which wasn't Rabbi Gamaliel's Yom Kippur, but Machlo the Tamila, with his walking stick and his bundle. B'chukotav b'dina b'ikarav b'mishmatav b'yachas a priori. Gishato hi gisha ha-potachet b'yitzira idealit, v'chotemet, it begins with an ideal construct, v'chotemet, then it concludes b'yitzira idealit. Mashal l'ma ha-dov ha-dome, l'ma t'metika hi ha-tsar olam ideali, u'mishtamej bo l'shem kriyat yachas b'yino l'vein ha-olam ha-reali k'mo sh'nitba'e l'mala. Mahuta shel ha-halacha, I think the way this is supposed to be read is shekibla. I think it's supposed to be a mapik hey. Again, if there's no misprint here. Again, all the moles, the Rav didn't write all those. I don't know what they put them all in for. Kibla doesn't have a yud there. Just ignore those. Ignore all those yuds and ignore all those vavs on those side if you want to retain your sanity. Mahuta shel halacha shekibla, but I think it's supposed to be a mapike. Otherwise, I don't understand how it reads. And the subject of kibla is the isha halacha. Because otherwise, if the subject is halacha, it should be shenit kabla. So if it's kibla, I think it's mapike. Mahuta, the essence of halacha, shekibla, that the isha halacha received it, me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi yitzirat olam ideali, and then, v'hakarat ha'yachas ha'shore beino l'mitziyut, al kol tofa oteha sharasheha v'ikareha. To get somewhat of a sense of what the Rebbe is explaining, he says the following. Human legal systems, you can look at American law if you're familiar with other legal systems, so you can look at those as well. So human legal systems look at life and look at people's interactions and looks to see what needs to be regulated, what needs to be legislated. So, people are going to be driving, to avoid crashes. So we need a system of who has the right of way, who doesn't have the right of way. Does the pedestrian have the right of way? Does the driver have the right of the way? Does the person headed on the north-south axis have the right-of-way? Does the person headed on the east-west axis have the right-of-way? If you don't regulate this, so then there's going to be crashes all the time. There's going to be accidents. So you see, look at life with all of its concrete situations, all the everything that needs to be regulated and legislated, and then you try to do it effectively, equitably, and that's how the legal system is designed. Halacha isn't that way, and this is so essential again to. And this is the Talmud Torah. It's so essential to the whole philosophy that the Rav is developing here in Isha Halacha. Halacha is not that way. Halacha is, again, similar to Moshe L'Mad Avodama, that the Rav gives the Moshe to geometry. Halacha is an ideal world. Halacha is a world of ideas. First and foremost, halacha begins as a world of ideas. That's what it means that halacha, where was that line? Gishato, line 6. Gishato yigisha ha-potachet bi-yitzira idealit. It's a world of ideas. It's a world of ideas. Then, when you look at concrete reality, so you assess that in light of this world of ideas. That's what the Rav means, again, skipping to page 31 for a minute. Ukshahavei mimusagei ha-halacha einam magbilim al ha-tofa'ot ha-ri'aviyot ein isha halacha meitzer v'do'ei klal. When you have halachic concepts that don't parallel real phenomena, real occurrences, it doesn't in any way detract. I mean, the inner beauty, the logic, the truth of geometry doesn't depend upon whether or not in your life you're ever gonna encounter two perpendicular lines. If a legal system is intended, isn't an ideal system, but is a pragmatic system, so then it's ludicrous to have things in the legal code which have no application or relevance. I don't know, when, you know, American law doesn't talk so much about, you know, if you know, when you're walking down Main Street, you know what happens if you know your horse runs this way and the other guy's horse runs that way, you know. But people, you know, that's not how we get around nowadays. And you know, we don't ride horses to get around, and we don't carry our burdens on the backs of donkeys. So our legal code doesn't talk about it, because our legal code is something which is pragmatic. It's something which is built in response to and to address the real world as we know it and experience. But that's not what Halakha is, that's not what Torah is. Torah is an ideal world, it's a world of ideas. When you're learning Torah, you're in a world of ideas. Which is why, when you learn Ben Soro Mora, it doesn't make a difference the fact that one view in Chazal says that Ben Soro Mora, Lahoyev, Lahasad Lios, In no way does that detract from the from it being an integral and equally important and fundamental part of Torah, because Torah is first and foremost the world of ideas. That's what it means, that again, potafet be yitzira idealit. It doesn't make a difference, you know, in terms of geometry, as you know, as an ideal discipline, again, I-N-L, what the word ideal means, as an ideal discipline, it doesn't make a difference whether or not there's a triangle, you know, in the world that corresponds to the Euclidean definition of a triangle. That's why the Rav also says, where's this line, 1 second. Let's read here a little bit on page 31. Ukshahabeg misagei halacha enam makbilin ala tofaot ha-realiyot, ein ish halacha mitzav do'ei klal. Masait nafsho, hi lo ha-realizatia shal halacha, ela ha-konstruktia ha-idealit shenitna la misinai. It's a world of ideas, and Talmud Torah is to enter that world of ideas, to understand, to comprehend, to master that world of ideas. And שהרבה יצירות אידיאליות אינן מתגשמות, כל כל. כי מה הוא ההבדל אם אין לי דחס ואין סמנוגו בן סוב אומר, היו או לא היו, עשינו או אינם עשינו ליאס. יסוד היסוד זו עמה המחשב, again, paraphrasing the Rambam's opening line in Mishnah Torah, of course, יסוד היסוד זו עמות המחשב ההלכתית, הם לא ההוראה למעשה, אלא קביעת הלכה עיונית. And here the Rambam has a remarkable observation, perspective that he provides. The ficha chishtam tu, that they avoided. Lashon shmita, right? Shmita is to release. And chishtamet means to avoid. The ficha chishtam tu va'adayin mishtamtim ishe halacha yoter gdolim ilachahim bekunat rabbanut b'Yisrael. V'nispachim al hasiyah shal yirei hora'ah. Well, when Reb Chaim was appointed Rav of Bris to succeed his father, Reb Yisrael Levi, so he brought some chazalik with him to serve as the dayan. V'im ha-hechrech shalo yuguna, if necessity requires, and necessity should not be disparaged, machricham la'avol da'atam u'laharot ha'lacha la'maisa, ein zo ela tu'uda ze'ira u'mitz'ara. She'ein ishe ha'lacha mitmakrim eleha. Ha'lacha lo ha'ma'aseh, ha'yitzira ha'idealit, lo ha'realit, miyatzgot she'ifat ba'al ha'lacha. If one understood halacha, again, similar to lahavdil, human legal system, then halacha lemaisa is, that is the essence. But if it's an ideal world, a world of ideas, so it's the pure ideas. It's not sort of the case, the reality, which is morkov, which is the ideal. Which is why Isha halacha mefalpel b'inyanei kodshim v'taharos u'mitamek b'musageihem dineihem u'v'chinoteihem b'otah ratzinot shebah u'chol kevedor dinei aguna torna nitanu ma'cholas asuras. It's a mispunt. Yeshivas balozhin hinhigat limud ha-talmud kesidro mi'brachus ad nida Belila dalega masachta shenan oskos bedvam hanogim isman hazeh. Zvachim and Menachos is as real in terms of Talmud Torah as Shabbos and Erev are. Because Halach is a world of ideas. People wrongly think that the lines we just read here that Maseit Nafsho on the top of 31, line 6. He lo havi alazatsya shal halacha, ela ha konstruktya ha ideale, chenit lo mi sinai. So I think that the Rav is sosa a little bit later, towards the end of the section. Maybe we'll begin reading from the paragraph on 34, Haseder. Haseder sharambam dunbel, hu amusage ideali shalel pesach u mitzvosav. Ve'en rabbeinu hagadol mashgiach b'mtziyut hamara v'achzarit. When the Rambam describes Seder asiyas mitzvos elo, b'lel chamishah sar kacho, so the Rambam describes how the Seder is conducted b'zman ha-mikdash, and then he'll say, and b'zman hazeh, we make the following adjustment. Right? B'zman hazeh, we do like this. But he doesn't begin by describing, you know, what we do b'zman hazeh, and then, you know, as a footnote, say, and but b'zman ha-mikdash, they did like this. No. Because it's the ideal, which is the real Torah, as it were, and what we do is an anomaly. It's a fragmented and incomplete projection of halacha. Merachefet lefanav, it hovers before him. Demut Yerushalayim bebinyana, Beis Hamikdash b'shichlulo. Unkelus on Vayichu Hashemayim Va'aretz, right? It says Vayichu is Ve'ishtach Lalu, right? It was complete in the sense of perfected. Konim Be'avodasim V'Yisrael B'nei Chorin Oskim B'mitzvos HaLayla. Omnam L'Vigayim, there are moments when Hum Ne'ur Mitoch Chalomoha Ideali, he wakes up from his ideal dream, V'chazono HaRomanti, in his romantic vision, V'nitkal B'galut M'layas Siyutim U'Balahot, Shibud HaGuf V'nivun HaRuach, U'maschil V'omer B'zman HaZeh, Eino Omer V'alayla HaZeh Kulotzoli, She'en Lan Kol Pesach, B'zman HaZeh Omer Pesach, Shohoyu Avosenu Ochlen, B'zman Shemaitin Simikus HaKayim, B'zman HaZeh Moser to the Bracha V'Shev Olam, K'an Hashem L'Kenu, B'zman HaZeh Chein Shem Korban, Achash M'Varech HaMotzi, so he doesn't eat matzah and moru together, he eats just matzah. B'zman HaZeh, you have to come on Pesach, B'zman HaZeh, Ochel Kazayis Matzah, Ve'en Utoam Acharei Kulm. Kloma, Ein HaZman HaZeh El Anomalia, it's an anomaly, a historical anomaly. B'taluch Hit Gashmut HaLacha Hidi'alit Ba'olam HaReali. U'ke'ilu, Ein Tzarech La'archivet HaDibor Al Sha'ar Shal Stiyach HaLefet. This is in the footnote, right? The way we do things with Zman HaZeh, that's sort of, you know, in the footnote. That's in the parentheses. Halacha nishara b'chol tokpa. Ve'anu mekavim u'miyachalim liyom gu'ulat Yisrael, k'sheha'olam ha'ideali yinatzeach et ha'metziyut ha'chilunit. When the ideal world will triumph over the secular reality. וכשאיש הלכה עומד ומספלל יורצון שתמליס פגימס הלבונה לא יהי בה שום מיות עם קדש הלבונה הרי הוא מתכוון למילוי פגימת היצירה הריאלית המסתרעת לפניו שאינה מקבילה לדמות האיקונן האידיאלית של ההוויה. Yeah, and this, especially this line, seems to be at odds with what earlier on page 31. Haga'aguim le'geula, the yearning for geula, le'bias ha'mashiach le'binyan bayis ade'ad, yonkim, they're nurtured, they derive their nourishment, me hakisufim hatmirim v'hane'elamim, from the hidden longing, shel isha halacha l'viyazatzila shlema umalei'a, shel ha'olam ha'ida'ali v'toch tibura shel ha'metziyot ha'mamashit. So here the Rebbe is clearly talking about, right, the realization of halacha, not just that you know, that when you sit down with your Gemara, so you leave this world behind, then you enter the world of ideas of halacha. But no, he's talking about how the kisufim, nechsof nechsafta, that the base of Avicha, the love one says to Yaakov Avinu, to long so intensely. Ha'ideal shel isha halacha hu hishtabdut ha'metziyut le'ula shel halacha. So it's clear that there's no contradiction here. Within Torah, for Torah to be projected into this world, again, in its ideal form, again, which would be the analog to having two lines in this world which were perfectly perpendicular. For Torah to be projected to this world in its ideal state, so that means that the Lel Chamishah Sobe Nisan, so we're all in Yerushalayim, and we were all makrev earlier that afternoon at Korban Pesach, and we didn't Korban Pesach. Doesn't mean that there's a Ben Tzorah or Moby running around. It doesn't mean that there's an Iron Idachas that has to be burned. When you're talking about those parts of Torah, the Ben Tzorah or Moby, you don't have to have a Gazlan to have Torah projected. And of course, yes, of course. It's part of the ideal, given that the Torah, again, is a world of ideas, and it's that world of ideas which is ideal, so of course we want to see that projected into the world. That refers to the parts of Torah, such as what a Seder looks like. But when the relevance of the fact that Torah is a world of ideas says that those realities in the world of ideas that have no corresponding reality in Olam Hazeh, so, such as a Ben Tzorah Moriah, that's irrelevant. It in no way detracts, and it's also obviously not part of what we long for and what we yearn for. Oh, we should have a world with a Ben Tzorah Moriah. No, that's not what anyone's yearning for. That you have to have a, but the fact that the Torah is this world of ideas, and again, which is then also ideal in its other sense, so that means that those parts of Torah which, in the world of ideas, you know, al-chatchila, that they should be present, so in chanami, so then the isha halacha is longs, I think somewhere here, I forget where, that the Rav has the description of how Reb Chaim's Musaf on Yom Kippur, when he would say the Avodah, Reb Chaim was he was in a different place. So of course there's longing for realization of and projection of the ideal world of halacha in those areas. But the fact that halacha is a world of ideas is why other parts of Torah, such as Erni Dachas and then so on, don't have to ever correspond to any tangible reality. I'm sorry, did you want to ask?
Rabbi addressed it.
I'm sorry?
Rabbi addressed it.
Okay. Right, so Lina, we'll talk some more about this next week as well, and sort of it's where you see this reflected in learning, and just how indispensable this perspective really is.